America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of nursing, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our online RN to BSN, MSN, or DNP degree programs allow you to balance online coursework with local in-person clinical, practicum, or immersion hours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you this evening?
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing, guys?
Oh, man, great.
Hey, man.
How are you, bud? Good to talk to you.
I'm all right. This is Rick.
Hey, Ricky. What's up, Daddy? Is this my this is Holiday, Ricky?
I don't know about a holiday.
Do you live in Holiday?
I live in Ybor City.
Oh, different Rick. Hey, Rick. What's up, yeah. Rick? Ybor City, Rick. What's up, Ricky?
My big question for the game, the big game.
Yes.
You can't use that. Remember, I copyrighted that.
That's true. I'm going to call it the Super Bowl.
There you go. As long as you don't say the other word. The big dish is my.
Oh, Jessica, to your goddamn question. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which side of the ref's going to be on? Because that's who's going to determine who wins.
Oh, look at this guy. This guy's going all conspiracy theorist on him.
Wait, what did he say?
He said, which side is the
ref? I know what I'm looking at. I played the damn game. Holding, 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 holding. Critical play, yellow flag. Come on, guys. If you know the game, you know they're controlling it.
I mean, I do think sometimes the referees can be swayed a bit, but they're under a lot of scrutiny. People are looking out for that kind of stuff. Yeah. Do you think there was Do you think the Packers Bucks game was rigged?
I think any game has influence.
I think there's a lot more pro wrestling
in the NFL than you would think.
I think
when there's that much money on the line, they don't leave stuff to random chance.
I think you're high. I think that yes, there are some crooked referees, but if you're trying to insinuate that the games are predetermined like WWE, you're crazy.
No, not to that degree, but they're influenced. There's things that they want. There's outcomes they want.
Now, what would happen besides the money line in Vegas? And right now, you know, Kansas City's getting a lot of the bets.
No, it's the NFL.
Okay. What would be
the referees are working for the NFL.
Neat. What would be the NFL's incentive for one of the other teams? Give me a reason why they would want the Bucks to win and a reason why they would want Kansas City to win.
Cuz there's a storyline to be followed here.
Okay. What is it?
Haven't you seen the way it's set up? The old guard coming in against the new young hot guys.
Yes. You're not giving me, Rick, stop talking when I talk.
These storylines, they whip up a frenzy of fan base.
Has nothing to do with the winner. Yes, storylines sell tickets. Storylines get ratings. Storylines sells merch. I've been talking about multiple storylines all week long. What does that have to do with the effing winner?
What do you mean what it has to do with the winner? The NFL wants certain outcomes.
Will, talk to this guy. I don't understand. Okay, so
he just has a belief that he.
I know, but storylines.
It's fixed.
Okay,
yeah.
My question.
Well, because I know the game.
Hang on. Calm down.
And I see.
You don't know the game.
And they're always a crucial.
The same
all right, I'm going to put him on hold.
Okay.
Now, Will.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm asking him. What is the advantage for the NFL for Kansas City to win or for the Bucks to win? They're both small market teams. It doesn't make sense.
He's just saying that there's storylines.
I know the game. Do you? Who'd you play for?
It's not a bad theory. I mean, this theory goes. You know, a lot of people think this, that the refs are in the bag for certain teams and others.
Well, what I said was, yes, I could see Vegas having some control over a referee.
Sure, sure.
But what does the NFL get out of it? Nothing. It doesn't make sense. For them to go, it's better for the Chiefs to win. No, it isn't.
Is there
for them?
Is there an advantage? I can't really. I could see there being an advantage for the Buccaneers to
for the NFL.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Tom Brady would get a 7th ring. It would be the first one ever in Tampa. It would just be major. But it's going to be major news
no matter what.
No matter what.
Because if Mahomes wins, then there's that. That's what Rick even said. That he's contradicting himself. There's multiple storylines here, and they all play to some fan base. They all play to an advantage and a disadvantage. There's no one-sided storyline here. There's 50 storylines that play into this thing that make it such an epic battle. It's been scripted. It feels like this whole last 12 months has been scripted. You know what I mean? So it just, to me, I don't see the advantage for the NFL to rig this game. It doesn't make sense. I could see if it was a small market team versus a big market team.
There's also, I could see, and I don't think that this is the case, but, you know, Roger Goodell and Tom Brady have had their things in the past. I'm just saying.
Well, it didn't stop them from winning six.
I'm giving you the answer that you asked Rick that Rick can't answer.
He keeps yelling is, I know the game.
He knows the game and there's storylines, yeah.
But
you're asking him specifics.
I can't stand an argument when the person's just getting loud and not giving you any kind of an answer. You know what I mean? It's crazy to me. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hi, Johnny B. Hi, Will. It's James.
Hi.
I just want to say you got a lot of silly callers tonight. They want to just be contrary. You know, I mean, I've been telling you, why not us? Why not the Buccaneers this year?
It
just seems like it's the fates. You know, so I'm all on my team. I got all my goodies waiting for the big game. You know, at 6:30.
Yeah.
But just, you know, I'm like you, and you said, look, arguing people, all they are is loud and wrong.
I just don't. I want him to tell me. He says that, you know, he played the game. Now what? Now did he play in the NFL? Was he told by Pete Rozelle in 1985, hey, you need to lose this game, Rick, or you'll never own a home in Ybor City? You hear me, you son of a bitch?
These are just silly boys. They're silly people. What can you do? What can you do? But
I don't know.
Listen, fellas, it's going to be a great game. We're going to have a big win, and I'll call up on Monday, and we'll just laugh.
Celebration Monday. It's going to be the best victory Monday ever. All right, man.
All right, man.
Later,
bye.
Pal. All right. You want to go back to – should we go back to Rick?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Hey, Ricky.
I can see – hey, Will, how are you? I see I touched the nerve. And I tried to answer your question. You
did
just weren't hearing it.
Okay, go ahead.
It sets up next year's storyline, who wins this year. It because it's not all about just one season. But that's okay. You believe what you want to believe. I want to believe in the two.
So you said you played the game.
I don't care.
You said you played the game. Did you play in the NFL?
No, not professionally. What I'm saying is, no, I played like high
school. Then how would you?
But you understand the game.
I know,
it doesn't matter what level it's at. You know
it's rigged
when the refs are pulling against you. There's no question about this.
Eh.
And when you see penalty after penalty and none of them call, and the ridiculous, this is a touchdown, that wasn't a touchdown. It's off the charts stupid how bad the refereeing is unless there's an agenda behind it.
Well, I also understand that in the postseason, there's a lot less flags because they tend to let them play a little bit in the postseason because they don't want to be scrutinized for making a call that could be the outcome of something huge, like a championship.
Rick, can I ask you,
set up.
It's all set up. It's all set up.
Can I ask, do you have any other conspiracy theories that you're into aside from the NFL?
Aliens. I like talking aliens.
Okay, it's going to go that way?
I heard there's a giant hole in the South Pole where the aliens come in and out of, and they actually live there. But if you don't want to believe me,
just ram it.
Look, I used to play with aliens.
Well, honestly, I'm asking seriously. Do you have any other conspiracy theories that you deeply believe in?
I'm pretty much fact based in most of what I believe. But you see,
Question. Mm-hmm. Does that mean no? Who did 9/11?
The narrative and set somebody up. As far as I know, some people from the Middle East.
Wow.
Bye.
Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hard to talk to.
It's impossible. We were going nowhere.
Did you say, hey, Joe?
No, I said, hey, how you doing? Is this Joe?
I was going to say, I didn't realize that you already, like, I call in all the time. I didn't realize you had to be already as Joe. But I just want to call in and weigh in on this last dummy.
Yeah.
Trying to say everything's rigged.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy. Here's the thing. When nothing in your life goes right, and I'm a person that's been through a lot of that, the cop-out, the easy way out, is just to assume everything is rigged. You know what I mean? The truth is, sometimes things suck, and you just have to deal with suck. Anyway, go ahead, Joe.
Oh, am I on right now?
You are, dude. Sorry. No problem.
Oh, what's up?
It's not funny, Will. It's not funny.
That was funny.
I apologize. Go ahead, bud.
I thought I was talking to the phone screener.
No, man. I don't have a phone screener. It's the Johnny B Show. We have two people. They barely pay us.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sucks.
You guys can't even
It's not funny, Will. Sorry, go ahead, bud.
But anyway, well, I mean, that last guy, man, you know how many people would have to be involved and keep their mouths shut?
All of them.
Really, forever?
All of them.
To be able to rig a game like that and then not, like, I mean, it's just, to me, that is the dumbest mm-hmm. thing that I have ever heard. Like,
right.
So many people would have to completely keep their mouth shut forever to be able to rig something like that. It's the same thing with, like, trying to, you know, I don't know. I don't get political, but, like, so, I mean, in order to, I mean, regardless of what you're trying to rig, like, so many people would have to keep their mouths shut.
I mean, yeah.
To actually make that work.
Oh, well, we all know yeah. elections are rigged, but football, that's stupid, right, Will?
Correct.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love you guys.
Thanks,
man.
Bud.
I hope you have a good night. And
yeah, man.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. All right, buddy. Later.
Hey, man.